This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How testosterone is really made, the brain-gonad feedback loop explained. Editorially reviewed by Profadzic MMPH PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Testosterone production is not determined by exercise intensity or gym performance. Instead, it is regulated by a tightly controlled feedback loop between the brain and the testes, a system governed by hormonal signals that respond to energy status, stress, and sleep quality. Understanding this neuroendocrine axis reveals why chronic stress, poor sleep, and energy deficiency suppress testosterone more effectively than any training stimulus can boost it. Key takeaways: testosterone is produced through a precise feedback circuit involving the hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and testes, not directly stimulated by exercise. The hypothalamus monitors energy status, stress levels, and sleep. It releases gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, in controlled pulses. Chronic stress, sleep deprivation, and energy deficiency suppress the signal at the top of the axis, reducing testosterone production. The body prioritizes hormonal balance and survival over performance. The negative feedback loop prevents excessive testosterone production. Testosterone influences muscle growth, bone density, and metabolism, but only within the biological limits set by this regulatory system. Three hormonal steps between the brain's signal and testosterone production: GnRH, hypothalamus, LHFSH, pituitary, testosterone, testes. The hypothalamic pituitary gonadal, HPG axis, a feedback-controlled system, how the brain regulates testosterone production through multi-step signaling and negative feedback. Hypothalamus, GnRH release, 100 pituitary, LHFSH release, 85 cent. Testes, testosterone synthesis, 70 to feedback, inhibition, 65 cent. Source, GMJ News Desk, based on neuroendocrinology principles. The hypothalamus, the master controller. The hypothalamus acts as the central command center of testosterone production. It continuously monitors energy status, circulating stress hormones, cortisol, sleep-wake cycles, and age-related changes. In response to these signals, the hypothalamus releases gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, in precise pulsatile patterns. This is not a continuous hormone surge. Rather, GnRH is secreted in controlled bursts that vary in frequency and amplitude depending on the body's current state. When energy is abundant, stress is low, and sleep is sufficient, the hypothalamus maintains a robust GnRH pulse frequency. Conversely, during periods of chronic stress, insufficient sleep, or energy deficit, the hypothalamus suppresses GnRH release, effectively down-regulating the entire testosterone production pathway. This is a protective mechanism. The body prioritizes immediate survival and metabolic stability over reproductive function and muscle anabolism. Pituitary response, translating signals to instructions. The pituitary gland receives the GnRH signal and responds by releasing two hormones, luteinizing hormone, LH, and follicle-stimulating hormone, FSH. These are the instructions that direct the testes to produce testosterone and support sperm development, respectively. LH directly stimulates Leydig cells, interstitial cells, in the testes to synthesize and release testosterone. FSH acts on Sertoli cells to promote spermatogenesis and triggers the release of inhibin, a hormone that feeds back to regulate the system's output. The pituitary does not produce testosterone itself, it only transmits the signal. If the hypothalamic signal, GnRH, is weak or absent, the pituitary releases proportionally less LH and FSH, and testosterone production drops accordingly. This is why clinical interventions targeting pituitary or hypothalamic function can have profound effects on hormonal balance in cases of hypogonadism or hormonal disorders. Testicular production, Leydig and Sertoli cells at work. Testosterone is synthesized in the Leydig cells of the testes in response to LH stimulation. The more robust the LH signal, the greater the testosterone output, up to a point. However, testosterone production is not unlimited. Sertoli cells, which support sperm development in response to FSH, also produce inhibin, a hormone that provides negative feedback to the hypothalamus and pituitary. When inhibin levels rise, they signal the brain to reduce GnRH and FSH release, thereby slowing testosterone production. This creates a self-regulating system. The body does not allow testosterone to rise indefinitely. Instead, rising testosterone and inhibin levels trigger negative feedback, which reduces the signal from above. This prevents excessive hormone production and maintains homeostasis. It is a conversation, not a one-way command. The hypothalamic-pituitary-gonadal axis is a feedback-controlled system in which testosterone production is limited by signals from stress, energy status, and sleep, not by the intensity of exercise alone. Based on endocrinological principles and neuroendocrine physiology, why stress and sleep matter more than training intensity? The hypothalamus is exquisitely sensitive to chronic stress and sleep deprivation. Elevated cortisol, the main stress hormone, suppresses GnRH release, effectively putting a brake on the entire testosterone production axis. Similarly, sleep loss reduces the amplitude and frequency of GnRH pulses. Athletes and individuals who combine intense training with inadequate recovery, high stress, and insufficient sleep often experience paradoxical suppression of testosterone, despite the hormonal stimulus that exercise provides. This explains why evidence-based exercise and recovery protocols recommend adequate sleep, 7 to 9 hours nightly, stress management, and sufficient energy intake as foundational supports for hormonal health. The popular notion that intense training boosts testosterone overlooks this regulatory reality. Training provides a stimulus, but the brain decides whether the body can afford to respond. During periods of energy deficit or high stress, the hypothalamus reduces GnRH release, and testosterone production falls regardless of training volume. What this means for patients: if you are experiencing fatigue, low mood, or reduced sexual function despite regular exercise, the problem may not be insufficient training. It may be chronic stress, poor sleep, or inadequate energy intake. Addressing these factors through stress management, sleep hygiene, and proper nutrition can restore hormonal balance more effectively than increasing workout intensity. For clinicians, when evaluating low testosterone, assess not just testicular function, but also hypothalamic and pituitary signals, GnRH, FSH. Inquire about sleep, stress, energy status, and recent weight loss. A suppressed LH in the presence of low testosterone suggests hypothalamic or pituitary dysfunction, not primary testicular failure. Consider these systemic factors before prescribing testosterone replacement. For policymakers, public health messaging about physical activity and hormone health should emphasize that exercise is only one component of hormonal regulation. Population-level interventions addressing sleep quality, stress reduction, and adequate nutrition, alongside physical activity, are necessary to support reproductive and metabolic health across age groups. Frequently asked questions: does exercise directly increase testosterone? Exercise provides a stimulus that can increase LH release and testosterone production in the short term. However, this effect is modulated by the hypothalamus, which integrates signals about energy status, stress, and recovery. Chronic high-intensity training without adequate sleep, nutrition, and stress management can paradoxically suppress the hypothalamic signal, reducing testosterone production despite the training stimulus. Can I boost testosterone through lifestyle alone? You cannot boost testosterone beyond the range set by your genetic and age-related parameters. What you can do is optimize conditions so the hypothalamic-pituitary-gonadal axis functions normally. Adequate sleep, 7 to 9 hours nightly, stress management, sufficient energy intake, and moderate exercise support normal testosterone regulation. The goal is healthy regulation, not elevation beyond normal range. What happens if the hypothalamus fails to release GnRH? If GnRH release is suppressed or absent, the entire testosterone production axis shuts down. This occurs in hypothalamic amenorrhea in females or functional hypogonadism in males, due to chronic stress, severe caloric restriction, or excessive exercise without recovery. Testosterone levels fall, and clinical symptoms, including low mood, reduced muscle mass, and sexual dysfunction, follow. Recovery requires addressing the underlying stressor. Testosterone is ultimately a marker of systemic health. The hypothalamic-pituitary-gonadal axis does not operate in isolation. It is deeply integrated with energy metabolism, immune function, and stress physiology. When the brain senses that energy is scarce, stress is high, or sleep is poor, it prioritizes survival over reproductive hormone production. Understanding this feedback loop shifts the conversation from chasing testosterone boosters to optimizing the biological conditions that allow normal hormonal regulation. For clinicians, athletes, and individuals concerned about hormonal health, the focus should be on sleep, stress management, adequate nutrition, and sustainable physical activity, not on maximizing any single hormone level. Source: Neuroendocrinology Literature on Hypothalamic Pituitary Gonadal Axis Regulation.